another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about the Eagles going to the Super Bowl. So, we're big Eagles fans. You're from Philadelphia. Mom's from Philadelphia. So, it was pretty exciting. They blew out the Commanders today. I think they scored like 55 points or something, which is crazy. And I think by week four, we were like, end of season.
Maybe not even make the playoffs.
Maybe fire the coach.
But
now they're in the Super Bowl, which blew everyone's mind. So tell me, what's it like being an Eagles fan? And you're a huge fan.
So it's different than being a kid, and maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit. But So third time in 8 years, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You're 10 years old. The Eagles have been in the Super Bowl three times in your life. I still am never, even when I think the Eagles are the best team in football, which they were after that bananas bizarre start to the season, when I really thought they were going to fire Nick Sirianni and I would have been okay with it, I still always think the worst is coming. Even though they won a Super Bowl in your lifetime, which I never thought would happen.
Was that the year?
17. And the fact that they were the best team in football, they proved it throughout the last two thirds of the season, and the worst didn't happen is still shocking to me. I always thought they're one certain injury away. No Saquon, maybe. No A.J. Brown. This team is, they are the best team in football.
They're stacked.
Yes, and as we record this, we don't know who they're going to play, Bills, Chiefs, but the Eagles are the best team in football. Will they win the Super Bowl? I don't know. But they are the best team in football. And as an adult, and after having worked in sports for years, my Mondays are no longer really impacted by what happens with the Eagles on Sunday, but it's always great when they're really good. If the Eagles were terrible, my Mondays wouldn't be any worse.
No.
But they're great, and so it just makes things more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't listen to sports radio all day like I did growing up as a kid. I still read a lot, listen to enough, but it is mind-blowing to me that given where the Eagles were to start this season, that they are in the Super Bowl.
What about as a kid?
Pretty much the opposite of your experience. The opposite. And I know you're a much...
Did they win one?
No. The Super Bowl they won 8 years ago was the first Super Bowl the Eagles had ever won. And I know you're a much bigger basketball fan, Sixers fan, than Eagles fan. And as a kid, I liked all four teams pretty much equally. I was all in all those teams. And the Eagles, as a kid, they only, by the time I was your age, I think they had won one playoff game, I think, in my lifetime. One playoff game, okay? And they had great defenses. Randall Cunningham was exciting to watch as a quarterback, couldn't read a defense. Too many turnovers. The wide receivers were never great after Mike Quick. It was Fred Barnett and Calvin Williams. The defense was awesome. And then when I was 10, and Jerome Brown died. Jerome Brown was late 20s, defensive tackle. The defensive line for the Eagles was Reggie White on one end, and he was maybe the best defensive end ever in the history of football. And on the other end was Clyde Simmons, and next, I think he was right next to Reggie White, was Jerome Brown, and then they had rotating other guys, Mike Pitts and others. And Jerome Brown died in a car accident. And I remember where I was when I heard the news. I was at Ben's house, and like the Eagles just, they had these great defenses. They're easy to root for. They couldn't win in the playoffs, and then Jerome Brown dies, and just thought, okay, is this just what it's going to be like now for the rest of our lives? Is this going to be the turning point for the Eagles? And that year, they won that first playoff game, and it was bring it home for Jerome. And you still hear You still hear that from Eagles fans sometimes, bringing home from Jerome. And then they were up and down, win a playoff game, lose, win a playoff game, lose. Had some rough years with a few quarterbacks that no one would ever remember. And then when we got to college, they went to three straight NFC championship games and lost. And then went to the Super Bowl and lost. But they lost three straight NFC championship games, including the last game at Veterans Stadium. NFC championship game against the Buccaneers. It was in college, 2002. And the last game of the Vet, and Rondé Barber ripped the Eagles' hearts out. And it would just would have been the perfect way to send Veterans Stadium out.
They lost.
So it was like to the point that time Eagles fans went from being like, oh, well, they got to the championship, great, maybe they'll get it next year. Nope. And then it turned into anger. Then it turned into all right, it's just never gonna happen.
And that did happen.
Exactly. Like in my 20s, I was thinking, the Eagles are just never gonna go to Super Bowl. It's just not gonna happen. And now not only are they the best team
and this
in
would
football,
be four,
they
have, this, be three.
This is 3-8.
This is 3.
But they have the best. They have the best general manager, the best organization, and it certainly makes things more enjoyable.
Yeah, even though they weren't that good when you were a kid, did you still go to games?
We would go to one a year.
Nice.
And you'd hear things. I remember Grandpa telling me when I was real little, like, you're going to hear things at these games that you've never heard before. These are things that you hear on the bus all the time, on the subway. We would hear them at Eagles games.
And like the stuff that just, like, I don't even notice anymore.
Correct.
Because.
Correct.
You know,
and these are just people shouting it. But those games were great that you could bring in your own food to games.
So we lucky.
So we would bring a cooler of Lee's hoagies or a bag of Lee's hoagies
and your
drinks. Bring it in the stadium, sitting there eating. It's great. It was a much different experience than what it is now. I was at two of the previous NFC Championship games, and that was great. But on a regular Sunday, I don't love going to an NFL game. It's more enjoyable watching it on TV and watching
especially
other
when
games.
It's cold.
Yeah.
And in Philadelphia, especially this time of year, it's snowing like crazy.
Yeah, it can be.
Or it was this
it
season.
It was last week, yeah.
Sometimes you just want to sit on your couch.
Yeah, as an adult, it's just a really long day when you have to work the next day. It just turns into a really long day. One day we'll go to a football game. You're gonna have to go to a football game.
Yeah.
You have to experience it.
Just not in the dead of winter.
No, you try to do it at different. Try to do it at different times. But it's cool that mom went to Penn State, big Penn State fan.
Yeah.
And Saquon Barkley, Penn State guy, is having
Eagles
crazy year.
Yeah.
Maybe an all time year. Now here he is in the Super Bowl, and it's his.
How many
it's
years
his birthday. It's his 28th. It'll be his 28th birthday on Super Bowl Sunday.
That's kind of cool.
I do believe that's the case.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, very.
He's playing in the Super Bowl on his birthday. If
cool.
He wins, like that's like the best birthday present you can get.
Agreed.
Like you just won the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
And it's your first year in Philadelphia. You went to school in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So you weren't.
It would just bring a lot of energy.
When they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, you were bummed. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
You were more bummed because there wasn't a celebration over just, oh man, the Eagles lost. Like, oh, I'm such a huge fan. Because
I mean, I don't really watch.
Right, because it doesn't. You don't feel the Eagles like you feel maybe the Sixers.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
If the Sixers lost the championship, I would be like...
You'd be bummed.
I'd be bummed.
Yeah.
Not because there wasn't celebration. It would be like, Sixers lost.
Yes. And I think it is... I think you have a healthy relationship with sports, which is a good thing, that there's always another game or next year. I think you have a healthy relationship with sports, which I'm pleased with. That it's not all consuming. Yeah, because there were multiple sporting events. I had tears when I was a kid. But that's also I think that's also fine.
Yeah.
You'll have to plan a Super Bowl menu, watch a game.
We did plan a Super Bowl menu.
Yeah, we have to finalize things. Well, I'm not exactly sure what we have.
I'm very excited. It's going to be delicious.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Love you.
Me too. Love you.
Oh. Go Birds.
Go Birds.